So it's the 23rd of September and it's 9:50 a.m. on a lovely sunny morning here in Stockton-on-Tees. I'm taking Gizmo the dog for a walk around Rockner Park again after dropping my son off at college. My son's been at college now, Riverside College, for 2 weeks. It's just completing his second week today, doing performing arts there, and it's his favourite day on a Friday. They do drama. Other days they do singing and dancing and various other aspects of the performing arts, but he wants to do acting. So the course level that he's on for the first year means that he has to do singing and dancing, which he wasn't keen on, but he's getting really, really involved with. And I've said to him that, you know, although you can't sing and you can't dance, by the time you're finished, you will be able to some degree, and it will also give you more confidence, you know. Things that you can't do, that you're having to do, it's all part of performing and acting. If you want to be a great actor, you have to do things that you're not comfortable with, I suppose. But he's dyed his hair. And he's dyed his hair electric lizard green. Dyed it last night. Well, my partner did it for him. My partner was a beauty therapist for many years. I run her own successful business. And she's dyed it for him. And it's caused quite a bit of fun in the household, I must say. So he's gone to college with that today. I shall put a picture of him on the Boo Art here. A picture of his hair, so you can have a look at yourselves. But he's certainly enjoying the attention, I think. And he was a little unsure. Morning. He was a little unsure of it to begin with. But he's... a lot of encouragement from me. His mother wouldn't let him do it. He's wanted to dye his hair for a while, but while he was living with his mother, she wouldn't allow him to do that, which I thought was a little hypocritical, really. His mother dyes her hair and his sister dyes her hair. But she wouldn't let my son dye his. Well, now he's 16, of course, and is at college. He asked the college permission first if he could dye his hair, and they said yes. So, you know, it's one way of the youth expressing themselves. I'd rather him do that than get tattoos and body piercings and these various other more intrusive methods of expressing yourself, more permanent methods, you know. So, all good. Now, I suppose you're wondering about the title of this Boo. I won't delay any more. It is rather provocative, isn't it? Get your penis. Sorry, I have to laugh. Get your penis off the meerkat. This is a phrase uttered this morning by Tom, my partner's son. Gizmo the dog has various cuddly pets as toys, and one of them is a meerkat. And the meerkat was given as a present to Tom by his sister Holly. But the dog appropriated it and is very possessive of it. And the dog was sitting on his meerkat cuddly toy this morning, and Tom just said, "Get your penis off the meerkat." And I was in hysterics. I thought, well, there's a phrase you're not going to hear ever again. In what context could you ever use that phrase? So I thought I'd share it with you. Thought I would share that with you. I wonder if you could incorporate that into a conversation somehow. Get your penis off the meerkat. Oh, just thinking about it makes me chuckle. So there you go. Just some rambly boos thoughts for this morning. Keeping the boo under 5 minutes too. I'm going to boo later on today about something else, about being a local guide for Google Maps, something I'm getting more and more involved with. But for now, I'm just going to enjoy taking Gizmo around the park for a little longer. Come on, let's go this way. Oh, look at all those geese and ducks and swans. Beautiful. I could take a picture of that, actually. But no, I shall show you my son's electric lizard green hair.